We interrupt the Happy Half Hour cold open for this important announcement. Tortoises are stupid. I can't even imagine what he thinks he's doing.
Everybody, we got Randy and Jason Sklar here.
Yes.
We are. Are you guys excited?
I
don't think the turtle
Gus
was
Farad on the wall.
I don't think the turtle was thinking of anything.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
At that point.
And for people who are listening on the iTunes podcast, which if you don't know that we have that, you can go download the iTunes podcast.
What are you doing?
A CGI turtle took millions of dollars. We invested, thought it was a good idea. Spend our money there, and congratulations. There you go. Go down.
Turtle, a turtle, not a tortoise.
I think it was a tortoise.
Let's be honest.
Was it a tortoise?
I don't know what it was.
Tortoises are Jewish. Is that my thing? Okay, so all tortoises.
Turtles are Republican.
Tortoises
so I'm
are
say that
circumcised.
Was a
yeah. Okay, fine.
And the turtles have a hood over their neck zone.
Hood.
So, you guys, thank you so much for being here. This is a show where we break out the good stuff after a week of soul-crushing news. We talk about good things.
Thank God.
We're going to talk about these guys in a second, but first let's get to our first segment called They're Out of the Cave, Woohoo. So these are the kids, 18 days, there were children stuck in a cave in Thailand.
I remember that.
It seems like only yesterday they were being taken out of the cave and everyone was so happy. 18 days they spent in the cave. Did you guys follow the story?
Your kid plays soccer.
To me,
if your soccer coach is like, hey,
we're going to take the kids to Pizza Hut afterwards. Like, everyone's like, we got to sign a release.
What soccer coach is like, hey, I got a great idea. Let's go through a labyrinth of caves.
Yeah.
Let's go spelunking.
Are you playing soccer in the cave?
Well, supposedly someone kicked a ball and it went like over the net and then it went down into the caves. And
so
then
it's like, we got to go get
let's
it.
Let's go in. Crazy. Let's explore for a couple weeks.
It was 2 miles into the cave.
Yeah.
In order for the divers to get there, it took 5 hours to get there, 5 hours back. So would you ever go or let your kids go 2 miles into the cave?
How soon after kids get out of the hospital does the soccer coach start talking about next year's registration? Guys, I just need all the forms in for next year. You're like, wait.
Not to be too, did you have a great time? Maybe they feel closer to him because they went through such a harrowing experience.
But no one is talking about why they were in the cave.
If I'm the parents of those kids, I am seriously reconsidering getting that coach a $25 Amazon gift card to say thank you for volunteering his time during the season.
You made a headlamp and that's it.
That's it.
The parents collectively wrote a note to the soccer coach and that note said they're not upset with him.
I cannot believe that note. First of all,
if it was America, they'd be upset with him if they didn't let their kids like play enough. Like
yeah, exactly.
Right.
This guy, you make him sit out the second half.
I mean, definitely like in the note, it was like, listen, you should not have taken our kids into this area.
Yes.
I also think my son should have a little bit of time at halfback. I know you're playing like a 4-4-3. Just a suggestion. 4-2-4.
Just let him switch up and play.
Yeah,
forward
you need
a little
more
bit.
Overlapping, but at the same rate, please do not put my child.
Do not take our children into caves again. And we need to rescue these young boys so they can go on and do what they need to do in Thailand.
Which is become female hookers.
Yes.
Well, apparently they're going to be making a movie about this
Of course they are.
With The Rock as the soccer coach.
The Rock.
And it's called Cavern.
And he basically has both feet are gone.
Both of them are like prosthetic legs.
Just two stumps and he's a soccer coach with a lot of moxie.
Would you guys be able to handle 18 days in a cave?
I could not.
How many days?
I don't know if I could handle 18 days in Thailand, and Thailand's really nice. If I'm in Thailand for 18 days, I'm like, maybe we gotta get back.
Do the Chilean miners, are they those guys like, hey, that was our thing. We were trapped somewhere.
They got interviewed.
You took this thing?
Yeah, this is my thing.
That was our thing.
Do we get some of the residuals? Do they have to like buy the life rights from these like 12 children?
By the way, in every picture that I saw of the kids in the cave, they were smiling, which tells me either number one, those kids did not understand the gravity of their situation.
Right.
Or two, whoever was taking the picture wasn't happy
with their response.
Like, you know that person who always takes pictures?
You gotta smile.
You gotta smile.
Dave, you closed your eyes. I closed my eyes because they haven't been open for 18 days because I haven't seen the light of day.
Oh my God. All right. Well, I'm happy the kids are out of the cage.
I'm so happy they're out of the cage.
Thank God.
I'm happy they've already cast Mark Ruffalo in this movie.
Mark Ruffalo is playing three of the kids at once.
Yeah, that's
he's that good of a character.
Yeah, he's great.
All right. Let's get on to our icebreaker questions. All right, you guys do so many podcasts.
Too many things.
You do too many things. You do View from the Cheap Seats.
Yep,
you do
Dumb People Town. Dumb People about dumb people doing dumb things.
And you have a special on Stars.
Special on Stars called Hipster Ghosts.
That's right.
Which is on the Stars app or on demand right now.
And we have an audiobook on audible.com called Sklars and Stripes, where we travel around this country and try to write comedy about the towns that we're in.
Plane lands on Thursday. Can we write 10 minutes of material by Saturday night show? And it's a documentary of us trying to do that. And the crazy thing is, we started out at the end, like the weekend after the election down in San Diego.
That was our first
City. And then that was our first city. And then what unfolded was probably the craziest year in our history. And we went to the center of the country as this country is dividing in two and we're trying to make people laugh.
Any places that stand out to you as the good ones? It's like the most interesting Funkin' Pie.
Bloomington, Indiana was fantastic.
It's this little tiny blue dot in the middle of like a red ocean.
And we're like, well, how in the world?
How do people get to Bloomington from other parts of Indiana?
And we're like, you know what? I think you just have to have, you don't even drive there. You're just like teleported there. Like if you have an independent thought, boom, you're in Bloomington. Like there's like a woman in Terre Haute who's like, I'm thinking about cutting my hair short.
Boom,
she's in Bloomington.
Guys like in Gary, Indiana, like maybe I don't need to eat so much meat.
Boom!
Bloomington.
A grandpa in Fort Wayne who's like, should we get a smaller car?
Boom! Even a fuel efficient car. A smaller car.
He's not even getting the car. He's asking, should we get a smaller car? Boom! He's in Bloomington.
How do you choose the towns?
Well, part of it is like our stand up schedule, and part of it we wanted to do like an array of towns that were big cities and small university towns, just to get a mix of what we felt like represented America.
Yeah, and truthfully, Tulsa, Kansas City. I mean, Denver was probably the best. Denver was the coolest because it's a great comedy town. They have a great comedy club there, Comedy Works, probably one of the best in the country. But we went to a place that was on South Park, and it was made fun of in so many ways. We'd heard about it called Casa Bonita, which is a Mexican restaurant where they have cliff diving in the restaurant.
Inside the restaurant.
Get a bunch of nods. Like, yeah, okay. I saw that one.
Here's the thing about Casa Bonita.
Every single person told us you have to go, and then in the next sentence, they're like,
don't eat there.
Do not eat there.
We're like, it is a restaurant, right?
Like, you should go.
But do not
do
eat
not,
there.
Do not
like,
eat
we there. Showed up, and they're like, welcome to Casa Bonita. Please do not eat
do
here.
Do not eat here.
Like, the cliff divers were like, don't eat here.
The guacamole is made in a trash can.
You know. Terrible. Like, I think two of the divers, like, were, if you told me that, like, they dug up two dead divers underneath the thing, my reaction would be, that only two?
Two?
Yeah. That's it? That's
like
why.
If the Thai kids were trapped in Casa Bonita, it would have been worse awesome. Than the caves they were trapped in.
And you can get it on Audible.
Audible.com.
Sklars and Stripes.
We'll be right back after this. More with the Sklar Brothers.
For the last few weeks, billions of people all over the planet have been enjoying World Cup soccer, the only sport where players miss their shots by hundreds of miles. Which begs the question, what if other athletes missed by as much as soccer players do? And this has been, what if other players missed by as much as soccer players do?
If I could critique that bit, the word athletes I would have not used.
Darts. I remember watching a darts match on
our old
Cheap Seat show on ESPN, and you just couldn't tell which were the men's or the women's division. That to me was like the greatest thing.
Yes. I love that they had, for that, whenever they get all 20 triple 20s, they go 180. And it's fun to walk in on like an entire subculture that you didn't know about, that you didn't know they have like these giant catchphrases that everyone shouts.
There were thousands of people were at like the British Darts Championships, and then a guy ran on stage and
took the trophy, and no one did anything about it.
I'm like, I wish there was someone with like a small projectile that was sharp they could throw at this guy with a level of accuracy to get him to stop
nobody
stealing.
Nobody threw their darts.
No, you have darts on you, people.
That's the time you throw it at the guy.
At his neck.
But they have such honor in darts,
that's why we watch darts for the chivalry.
It is not the sport of kings, it's the sport of dukes.
I used to do a segment called the ESPN After Dark. That was just like Bassmasters, and it's like, you better make from the sounds, you better make sure that you have it on mute, because the people in the next room will think you're watching Assmasters, because it's just a bunch of guys going,
And then you mix that with women's tennis, and now you have like
the grunting and the reeling and the reeling in. To me, that's fantastic.
There's no good way to segue into this next story. It's really about death and murder and getting eaten, but in somehow in a good way. Mm-hmm. This takes place on an African reserve for animals.
Yep.
There were some rhinoceros hunters who decided to sneak into the reserve. Mm-hmm. According to the story, a pride of lions ate a group of poachers who broke into a game reserve earlier this week in South Africa to hunt rhinoceroses.
That's a win.
This is the best first line of a Newsweek article I have ever read.
Am I wrong in thinking that this should be the plot of The Lion King 2? To me, I would watch that in a second.
Simba and his boys start taking out poachers.
That, to me, would be fantastic.
I would love that so much.
Nothing makes me happier. And I think you should
To me, there should be a dentist from Minnesota that they take out. Like, seriously, I don't...
And if the park had a sense of humor, they would take the decapitated heads of the people of the poachers and just hang them on the trees. Just in a reverse sort of like,
hey, look.
Turn this guy. Here's Jeff from Topeka. Turn him into a rug. I think that would be great.
Turn his shirt into something.
There were three men who got eaten, and this is how they describe finding them at the location. The only body part we found was one skull and one bit of pelvis. Everything else was completely gone. There is so little left that they don't know exactly how many people were killed. We suspect three because we found three sets of shoes and three sets of gloves.
They also found three Tom Likas keychains, which I think was a bizarre thing for all of them to find. But, you know, at the same time, it made a lot of sense.
Look, this is, you know, we went
when we watched the running of the Bulls, we're the only one, maybe the only ones, who just root for the Bulls.
No, absolutely.
It's like Chicago.
That guy's drunk. Throw them around.
Gore them.
I don't want them to die. I just want them to like understand that they're doing this with animals.
Also, understand that like you should respect the level of animal that you're coming.
And look, we went to the University of Michigan. We lived in the Detroit area for a long time. It's been a while since the Lions have gotten a win. I say, give them one.
Give them a win.
Give them one.
Somewhere, Wayne Font's former coach
started crying. At the Silverdome.
So here's one of my favorite little details: is people are afraid not that they're going to get eaten by lions, but that they're going to hurt the lions because the lions have killed people. What do you do? Have they gotten a taste for blood?
Right.
And there's two things that are happening. Okay. One, they have assured everyone, no, we're not going to kill the lions. For some reason, somehow the lions know the difference when there's like a truck.
Lions can tell who's an asshole and who isn't.
Yes.
So like this guy here.
But like the process is they take people and they put them into these vans full of, you know, to go watch the lions, and they keep getting them closer and closer to the lions.
I know. Do we need to be that close to the animals? Do we need to at this point? Like let, you know, Sigourney Weaver tell you about lions.
Have you heard
Planet Earth?
You ever done one of those things?
No.
Would you ever?
I've done one in Northern California. There's like a mini safari.
There's one in Malibu.
In Sonoma, right? Mm-hmm. A mini safari. I saw giraffes. I saw rhinos. It was very cool. I if there was a lion running around, I was like, I don't need to see that. I'm good.
Yeah. I went to Barrazona in Arizona near the Grand Canyon, and there were white wolves like walking around, and phenomenal. So fun. I was like, God, are we in Arizona or is this a deleted scene from Game of Thrones? I was like, which one of you wolves is the blind kid that got pushed out of the window? That's what I'm asking.
My wife did the one from the first episode.
For the first episode of the first season.
Is it too soon?
It's only a spoiler for you because you haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, well, that happens in the first episode. Exactly. So. My wife did the one in Malibu, and it's like there's a giraffe, and then there's like a goat and like a pig.
A dog. And then the one Kardashian sister that they don't let you see, she's kind of roaming around.
Grazing.
Donna Kardashian. We don't really see her a lot, do we?
She's just out there. We need to give her a K. All right, it's time for Sophie's super happy dog story of the week. Sophie's our producer. That's her dog Waffles,
nice.
Which is a boy's name, or it's a boy's name.
The boy's name,
obviously.
Of course,
Waffles.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I insinuated there might be ambiguity.
Waffles is a boy. Waffle. That's a female.
That's
name.
A right.
It's like Brooke and Brooks.
That's right.
Same thing. All right. So
Waffles and Dunn.
I know that because I know. Yeah. So this is the story of 21-year-old Amelia Milling, who is deaf, and she fell down a 300-foot crevasse on a solo 3-day hike. And this is Nook, a.k.a. Nookie, the dog that crawled down and just found her.
And am I correct in saying that she did it all? This is the dumbest joke that is about to come out of anyone's mouth anywhere right now.
You have to finish it.
Like, she did it all for the
stop. Fred Durst is still outside the Playboy Mansion. Even he wouldn't make that
joke.
Even
say, please don't make that joke, but she did it all for the Nook.
Well, Nanook saved her. She said, he gave me the motivation to get up and walk another 7 miles. If he didn't show up, I probably wouldn't have gotten back and kept up walking.
These are why dogs, are, like, would a cat ever do that?
We settled that debate in our hipster ghost special on Stars. We settled the debate. What is the best thing anyone's ever said about a cat?
He's like a dog.
He's like a dog.
He comes when you call him. We can put him on a leash and walk him around.
So basically, you're telling me that the best cat in the world is a mediocre dog.
That's it. It would never go the other way around.
And the rest of the show is after this. Don't go away.
And now, English World Cup fans present places that will smell like beer tomorrow.
Look at this guy, he's so careful about getting it. Whoop!
Enjoy it while you can, losers. Spoiler alert, Croatia.
Amount of like very weird free images of soccer fans on the internet.
I love it, man. This is the world's game.
The passion of it is just
the world's game.
Yeah.
Can't mess with the world's game.
We'll get to the World Cup in a second, but first, this is an amazing story. This is the story of this postage stamp. This is a stamp on the right of the Statue of Liberty. As you look on the left, you'll realize it's not exactly the actual Statue of Liberty.
No, looking in a different direction, just kidding.
It's just different.
It's not like gross and dirty. Yeah, yeah. And also there's certain similarities to the facial features. As you look there, it's not quite right. Mm-hmm. And that's because that is not the actual Statue of Liberty in that photo. The photo is actually of the Statue of Liberty in front of the New York Hotel and Casino.
I was gonna say that looks like a Vegas sky. That was just me.
Yeah. You
know, and I know that Vegas sky.
So that's a miniature version of the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
Maybe this was France's gift to us, that someday we would screw it up.
Yeah, that we would really.
Like, that's it. Like,
by the way, so just some intern at the post office, this is how little we had, like, said, I'll just Google some images of the and we're fine. We're good. No one's ever gonna call
me. Should we check this and make sure?
No,
it looks like it.
So, Laura's got it. She said she looked everywhere.
They had printed 4 billion of these postage stamps.
I mean,
and then someone noticed, and then the person behind that was like in charge of selecting it said, "I would have selected this photograph anyway."
You wouldn't have. It's an after the fact.
No, you wouldn't have.
Well, here's the fallout from it is they found out that they owed, because of royalties, they owed Robert Davidson, the person who made the Statue of Liberty in front of the hotel casino, they owed him $3.5 million.
Terrible idea, because he took all of that money and just blew it on Baccarat that night. Just completely.
Who knows what the rules
Nobody
are
Nobody knows
Baccarat.
What the rules are in Baccarat.
I played it for hours,
is it
won
a
money,
nine?
And I still
is
don't
know. Is it a 19?
If the two numbers add up to 7, then you can then add up the next two cards.
And so he sat at the table and lost $3.5 million, and I'm not joking.
And I hope he lost it.
He lost it in 13 minutes.
That's so weird. I think the next step is like, we got to do a stamp of the Eiffel Tower from the Paris.
Just move it all the way down. No, this is the actual Sphinx.
That used to, when we were kids, we used to make like weird snaps jokes. Like, of course, everyone had the, your mom is so fat. Ours was, your mom is so tall, she was a gift from France.
That's a fantastic joke. I'm sorry. That is for 10-year-old kids.
Or your mom is so tall, millions of tourists have been inside of her.
There you go. There you go.
All right, we're going to move on to the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys been watching the World Cup?
Oh, yeah, I've been watching a ton of the World
Cup. Ad nauseum.
Yeah.
And here's something really quick. You guys do have a view from the cheap seats. You guys do a sports podcast.
Yes,
you're experts on sports, World Cup stuff. Here's one thing. English people were so into the World Cup. You saw them throw beer earlier. There was a wedding photo. This is at a wedding. Behind the people getting married, they had the score of the Sweden game.
And I love it. And I mean, this updated technology, unbelievable.
Yeah, what they're using, it's just basically like a sticker on a paddle used to hit a boy in a church.
So they have to go crawl up there and fix it.
Someone's got to fix that.
Look, I'm surprised. America didn't have a team. Mm-hmm. Well, we kind of did, if you count Russia.
Yeah, mm-hmm. when Russia won, I kind of was like, should we be cheering? Like,
I think so.
Because it's, I
they
guess.
They control our election, so maybe I do think that we should give them some credit and root for them.
There was when Russia lost to Croatia,
I thought.
Putin, we thought two things.
Putin's going to ride onto the pitch on a horse, shirtless, and he's going to either kill someone or he's going to declare victory for Russia. Just straight out the gates.
I thought Yakov Smirnov missed a tremendous opportunity. In Russia, corner kicks you.
In Russia. But you got to love Croatia, man. They move through. Luka Modric, he's unbelievable to me.
So now you're basically, you have Croatia versus France. And it's, to me, the battle of which country hates the Jews more.
Really?
Yes.
Who's
like
winning that?
Well, France abjectly hates the Jews, and Croatia will actually do something about it.
There you go.
They're going to do something about it.
Uh-huh.
I have to go research World War II now.
See, we just research ethnic cleansing.
Yes, it'll happen.
You might wonder, if you're a big Croatia fan, what would it take to get you away from watching Modric kick the penalty kick to get you through to the semifinals?
What would be that?
And they had a big call that happened in the middle of watching.
I can't believe
the
this.
Thing. They're there watching. And they have to get up.
They gotta get up.
Oh, he's about to kick the kick.
This guy's kind of still sticking around. He's like, you got your suit?
You guys are good? We got it. Fire burning,
Three people died.
We did it.
We won.
And that's it for us. I want to thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you, Brett.
For having us.
You guys, you have, tell people where they can find yourself.
Find us. We are at supersklars.com is our website.
Not at supersklars.
We're supersklars.com, but we are at Sklar Brothers on Twitter, at Sklar Brothers on Instagram. Listen to our podcast, Dumb People Town, and View from the Cheap Seats, Stars Special, Hipster Ghosts, and audible.com, the Sklars and Stripes.
Follow us also on HHH on TYT, Happy Half Hour on TYT to see the internet-only stuff.
There you go.
Thanks for watching. See you next time.